So I went to work one morning recently, and I was just feeling a little anxious and slightly overwhelmed. I went to this coffee shop at the hospital, and yes, another one of those magical music moments happened. The song Gloria was playing by Laura Branigan from 1982. I've already mentioned my love of this song, but when I heard it, I was just like, okay, man, the day is going to work out fine. And you know what? It was fine. And whenever I'm struggling or reticent to do something or just nervous, my brain always goes back to this goofy claymation movie from 1970 I used to love when I was a kid. It was a Christmas staple, the 1970 TV movie Santa Claus is Coming to Town, produced by the legendary Rankin Bass Production Company in New York. It's got the voices of Fred Astaire, Mickey Rooney, and hold on to your hats, Keenan Wynn. I don't know if they still air this movie at Christmas time, but it's so good, so old school. And there's this song I've never been able to forget. Kris Kringle is teaching the Winter Warlock how to get his ass into more social situations and to embrace the holiday spirit and basically get out of his house more. The song is called Put One Foot in Front of the Other. And I swear to Christ, possibly once a month or so, I kind of sing this song to myself. To just motivate me to keep going, to keep walking, to go to the next thing, open that door, instigate a conversation, don't fucking drop out. So here's a little bit of that song. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You are my density. So yes, my friends, this will be another short episode. I'm still adjusting to the move back to Los Angeles. I honestly don't completely have my shit together yet, so please wait for me to get my groove back. Because I promise, I will get that fucking groove. I'm pretty sure I remember where I left it. But yeah, I've been in that mood where my attention span is a little off. So I've just been like starting movies and then switching to something else. But like I said, give me some time. My spirit will rekindle soon. Briefly on my apartment, well, I complained about the noise above me and the manager spoke to the person and it's been a little quieter. I still will get the hell out of here when my year lease is up, but hopefully the noise will be tolerable. And yes, my central AC finally got fixed. And let me tell you, this thing works pretty goddamn good. As my mom will painfully attest, I like to keep the temperature cool as shit. Cold, even. Like when I go to a hotel, I put the AC on its lowest setting, usually 62 or 60. I've always run hot, but even for me, there are some times when I'm in a hotel and I'm like, okay, this is too cold, even for me. I remember when I visited LA last time before I moved back here, I was at a hotel and my buddy Buckley came to visit me. And he was wearing a coat, but he was like shivering while I had a t-shirt on. And I was like, okay, yeah, it is a little bit too cold. So yeah, I'm adjusting here. My new job is pretty cool, but it's been a little difficult connecting with some of my new coworkers. It's not the easiest crowd. But like Gloria Gaynor, I will survive. And weird segue, but let's mention someone who wasn't able to survive this messy, imperfect thing we call life. Now, I always hate when someone commits suicide at any age. I mean, it's always a tragedy when someone is younger. It's always like, damn, I wish you would have gotten through it. Things are going to change, it will get better, you have so much time, but the suicides that always hit me the most are when someone is in like their mid-40s or early 50s. It's like the person has been through so much at that point, the ups and the downs, and you would hope the person has got some resilience by then. I mean, I think we all think about suicide. I mean, how can you not once in a while? But hopefully we find a way to keep going, as bleak as it looks, waiting, hoping, searching for something good to happen. And I don't know what my ending will be, maybe a disastrous one, but I hope you and I find a way to not give up. And if even if everything does kind of suck until the very end, well, then at the very end, I will be like, well, that was kind of lame. So anyway, the great actor Nicky Catt died by suicide in his Burbank apartment recently at the age of 54. He was just one of those actors that seemed like a stand-up guy. And he always brought weird layers to the characters he played. I know he liked to improvise at times, and his characters had like a certain depth. He could be funny, like in Richard Linklater's 1993 Dazed and Confused, or funny and dangerous, like in Steven Soderbergh's flat-out great 1999 thriller The Limey, with Terrence Stamp and Peter Fonda, where Nicky Catt plays an oddball hitman hired to kill Terrence Stamp. Fun fact, the tough guy Joe D'Alessandro plays Nicky Katz's partner in crime. Joe D'Alessandro was famously in the pretty awful movies Andy Warhol's Frankenstein from 1974 and Andy Warhol's Dracula from 1974, both directed by Paul Morrissey. You know, I don't know, Andy Warhol always seems so forced and phony to me. I never got into his shtick. Nicky Katz was also in the kind of interesting remake of the film Insomnia from 2002, directed by Christopher Nolan, where Al Pacino overacts as a L.A. cop who goes to an Alaskan town to help find a murder suspect. The great character actor Martin Donovan is also an Insomnia, and he is familiar from his roles in several Hal Hartley films, including Trust from 1990 and Simple Men from 1992. The talented and tragic actress Adrienne Shelley was also in the film Trust. She was interesting as hell and quirky. She also wrote and directed the 2007 film Waitress, which became a sleeper hit and spawned a hit Broadway musical. Adrienne Shelley unfortunately never got to see the success of Waitress. She was strangled to death in November of 2006 in the West Village as she walked into her apartment while someone was robbing it, and this son of a bitch killed her. The killer tried to stage the scene like a suicide, and if not for the dogged efforts of her husband, the killing would have likely just gone unsolved. Anyway, back to Nicky Katz. He had some mainstream success on the TV show Boston Legal, which I auditioned for and didn't get the part. But Nicky Katz kind of never got mixed up in the Hollywood bullshit, and he was likely a super sensitive guy who just was also dealing with depression for years. And it's damn near impossible to be a big movie star and to remain true, grounded, and genuine, and so many people just get destroyed in the process. It's a ruthless business. Friends will turn on you. Trust is in short supply. I read an article where Nicky Katz said, "There's so much desperation in the air, in Los Angeles especially. I think Stanley Kubrick called the vibe in L.A. a low-level malevolence. It eats away at you at some point." And at the very end of this article, which was written in 2002, Nicky Katz says, "Sometimes I think if I did more sit-ups and went to the tanning salon, I could have a lot more power than I do now. At the end of the day, you do what your gut tells you to do." And at the end, unfortunately, Nicky Katz made the rash decision of going with his gut and he hanged himself. You never know the depths of someone else's despair or how long they've suffered. And I could never blame someone for making the decision to end their own life. We all have that power at any point. But Nicky Katz just seemed like a cool, real dude. I hope he had some fun along the way, and he'll be remembered for his inventive and interesting characters. And side note, my buddy Buckley had an extended conversation with Nicky Katz in New York City way back in the day, and Buckley said he was as cool as hell, which is always nice to hear. All right then, that's it for now. I need to start tweaking my schedule to work on the podcast a bit more during the week. I used to work 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts, but I've been working 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And honestly, when I've been getting home after work during the week, I've been acting like a complete bum. So I'm going to get my shit together. It may get rocky along the way, but by the power of Stacey Keach, this is all going to work out.